It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Speaking of Ford, Ford and Major League Baseball have entered into a special partnership for the 2026 season, and they are everywhere from the big leagues down to Little League, and joining us on behalf of that partnership is former Yankee fan favorite World Series champion Nick Swisher. Nick, good morning. How are you?
Yo, good morning, fellas. What's going down? How you guys doing?
There he is.
Where the hell are you, Nick?
I'm doing absolutely amazing, man. Good to talk to you, fellas. What's happening?
It is, but where are you right now?
Oh, I'm actually sitting on the Today Show green room right now, getting ready to go out and do a little hit here.
Wow.
So being able to cruise up with y'all and catch up, man, really quick before we go out there, it's going to be awesome, man. They got all the kids here right now. Should be an absolutely wonderful set, man. I can't wait to get out.
Yeah, you know, damn, you haven't changed a bit, man. Which is great,
hey,
which is
what
made you such
man.
A popular player here for the Yankees in 2009. All right, let's real quickly open up the season. They're in San Francisco. They ran it back, was essentially the same team. Now, Gerrit Cole will be a big part of that. Cam Schlittler will be a big part of that. What your predictions for the Yankees this year, Nick?
Yeah, great. Listen, you know, I've been able to be around the guys for spring training this year. And yes, you're right. There is that narrative of kind of running it back. And why would you want to run back the same team? Now, if we want to talk about that, then we can talk about some of the good things. I mean, they did earn the Silver Slugger Team Award last year, which means the best offense in the regular season. So I think there's nothing to sneeze at. Now, what I am very interested to find out about is how well our staff is going to be this year. The depth that we have with Gerrit Cole waiting in the wings, getting himself back, it just seems like it's the calm before the storm. It seems like this is kind of the setup for the boys to go out and get the job done. One of the things that I've been really excited about, Boomer, you know this, from just being on certain teams, the conversations that are happening in spring training this year have been completely different than in years past. There's a lot more attention to detail. There's a lot more attention to enjoying the moment. And I think that's really going to do well for the boys. I'm really, really excited for them to get going. Obviously, tomorrow night, in San Fran, Netflix jumping into the game. Can't wait to see how it's all. I know they've got a ton of activations out there. I mean, come on, man. This is Netflix's first show for us in the baseball world. So I'm really, really excited. I think it's going to be a wonderful season. Can't wait to get this kicked off. 26 is going to be an awesome year, boys.
Yeah, when you talk about the staff, what are the realistic expectations for Gerrit Cole coming off that injury in his mid-30s right now? I mean, there's a lot of Yankee fans that think they're just going to plug him back in when he's ready to go and he's going to be a Cy Young Award winner again. I mean, is that realistic?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to say so. You know, I think we've been able to see him, you know, from some of his kind of some starts that he's had in spring training, some of his lives that he's had. I don't necessarily know when the exact timetable is going to be. I think Gerrit would know his body better than anybody. But once again, when you do have a reigning Cy Young champ that is the leader of your staff, getting him back in that rotation is absolutely crucial. You know, I'm interested to see what's going to happen with Louis Hill. And I know the boys are starting off with a little four-man rotation to start the season off. But the fact that we do have that sort of depth and we do have those arms at the front end of our rotation, I'm feeling really, really good about that because it seems like if we can just go out and the offense can do just enough, that we're going to get ourselves to another one of those divisional titles. So we don't have to play in that wild card game again this year, you know?
Yeah, of course. You know, we're talking to Nick Swisher. He's here on behalf of Ford. Ford is involved in so many different aspects of our communities, baseball being one of them, Little League, International Baseball. They're going to be all around the MLB All-Star game, and Nick is representing them today. But, you know, the interesting thing, Nick, for me is, what about the division? Are these teams any better than they were last year? Are the Red Sox better? Are the Orioles better with Pete Alonso? I mean, you know, where we stand with the MLB East, AL East.
Yeah, the AL East for sure has gotten better. There's no doubt. I mean,
game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You know, if you want to look around that, I mean, you got to, let's just start off with the Blue Jays. I mean, the defending American League champs have just a tremendous roster, know exactly who they are. Boston Red Sox, a bunch of young Thundercats coming up the system, right? Really starting to make a name for themselves. I didn't think that they were going to somehow find a way to get better after they got rid of Rafael Devers, but somehow they found a way to do that. And then with the moves the Baltimore Orioles have made. I mean, let's just think about that. I mean, the polar bear, bro, I wouldn't mind seeing him over at Pinstripes. I really like that guy. I think he understands what New York is all about. But to see him get the contract that he wanted over there in Baltimore, I was really happy for him. But I just think in general, I think you have to assume that everybody got better. Because if you go into it thinking that nobody's made any adjustments or made any changes from the year before, I think you'd get caught behind the eight ball. You have to go into the season realizing and expecting everybody to be at their best. So in my mind, AL East is one of the best divisions in baseball. It always has been. Power aspect from the bats to the arms. Like I said, man, it's going to be a battle this year. There's no doubt about it. But I think Aaron Boone and the staff and the guys, they know what they're up against. And I think they're ready for that challenge.
I read an article about you recently getting ready for this interview today, and you're a father of two girls. I'm a father of two girls, and you talk about softball and your oldest daughter, Emerson, playing softball. Yeah. So I have to ask you this. So coming up this Saturday, for the first time ever, I'm going to be an assistant T-ball coach for my five-year-old daughter.
Oh, baby.
What am I getting
you're
into?
Love it. It's going to be like herding cats, bro, is what it's going to be like. But the one thing I will say is I'm in the same position as you. I'm an assistant coach. I haven't quite made myself up to the ranks of a head coach quite yet. But once again, the fact that we're able to go out there and spend time with our daughters doing something that they love is an absolute blessing. And so for someone like me who stresses the fun, the passion, the excitement, just getting out there and giving everything you have, because talent can only take you so far. So being able to be a mentor to these young women out there, giving them, you know, some excitement, letting them know how good they are. Because at the end of the day, all we're really trying to do is make them feel better and play better than what they really are. That's what we're really looking to do. We want them to overachieve. We want them to go out there and have the best time ever. So for both of us, bro, girl dads for life, being able to have the opportunity to go out there on that softball field, bro. Because, hey, once again, I mean, think about it. You know, right now, women are having a moment right now in sports with the AUSL on the softball side, the WPBL with the Women's Pro Baseball League is about to get fired up this year. There's just a lot of excitement around women's sports right now, and I love being part of it, man. I'm excited.
I'm glad I asked you that question, man, because I was a little bit nervous going into this practice on Saturday. I feel a hell of a lot better about it.
I don't want to get too deep into this. I think it was an awesome answer. I have a daughter myself who was a sports person. I now have grandkids, believe it or not, tell how old I am. But hey,
already?
Yes, already. So, hey, let me ask you this, Nick, real quickly, and I don't want to end this on a downer at all, but you know, we're all worried about next year and the potential for a lockout. How significant, sure, in your eyes is this going to be?
Yeah, I mean, obviously any sort of CBA is a massive deal. I think that there has been obviously some adjustments on the union side with everything that went down with Tony Clark a couple months back. I'm interested to see how Bruce Meyer is going to go in there and take over. Obviously he did a little bit of work with them last year. Tony was still at the forefront of that. But one of the things that I really appreciate is the fact that, like, you know, when you're going into these negotiations, you can't go into these negotiations trying to win. You have to go in there trying to figure out how we can come to a fair deal for both sides. Because at the end of the day, the last thing we want is to have a stoppage. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the commissioner's office, from everything that I've heard, is set on finding a deal, making sure that things get done. But once again, you have to bring a floor into play at some point. At some point, you have to have these low market owners starting to spend a little bit of money, because the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Phillies, the high-priced teams are getting sick and tired of paying these luxury tax that goes straight to all these low, you know, these lower-income teams. And so I think in general, I understand what they're trying to do. It has been explained to me of bringing a floor into play, not necessarily a cap, because if you're thinking about it, there already is an imaginary cap. If you go over a certain number, you have to pay a luxury tax on that. So I think the cap is already in play. I like the fact that we're bringing that bottom from the floor up. So instead of spending $40, $50 million on your team, you will have to spend a certain amount. So I think it's going to be great for the game. I think it's going to be great for the overall wealth of these players in general. I'm a little upset that I'm not playing in today's game. But at the end of the day, I just think it's going to be one of those things that, yes, it's going to be a battle. There's no doubt about it. But I am praying and crossing my fingers that we can come to an agreement, because the last thing you want is for a stoppage come 27.
Nick, it's great talking to you, man. You really do bring the energy every time. Have fun today promoting the game with all the youngsters and representing Ford as well. And I can't wait to talk to you and see you on TV in the future.
Oh, my guys, I appreciate you, man. Hey, I'm going to look good in that Ford truck here, boys. I can't wait.
Exactly, Nick. Hey, great talking to you, man. Enjoy the season. Hopefully we'll have you on again soon.
I would love that, man. You guys are killing it, man. Keep doing what y'all are doing, man. It's awesome talking to you, boy.
All right, thanks, Nick. All right, thanks, Nick Swisher, Yankees World Series champion fan. Ooh,
that's a lot. That is a lot.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.